FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Woo! Loving some Friday right now. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website, 1700thechamp.com. Three ways you can listen. You can listen on the radio, 101.3, 1700 The Champ, on the app, or go to 1700thechamp.com and click on the Listen Live button. You can also go to Audio Boom, listen to our podcasts. I'll have Thursday, Friday, I'll have those up hopefully tomorrow. Beautiful weekend coming up. Can't wait for that. Have a couple of golfing days with my lovely wife, Jennifer, on Saturday and Sunday. The boys joining on Saturday and just the two of us on Sunday. So enjoying that as well to get out there and enjoy this last bit of great weather. Maybe it's not. Hopefully it's not. What do we have coming up here? We had the Saints and the Cardinals last night. We'll talk a little bit about that game last night. You and I, Missouri State at 3 o'clock tomorrow for their pregame. Chiefs 49ers 2:30 pregame, 3:20 kick right around in there. Steelers Dolphins 7 o'clock kick, and then Bears Patriots at night. B Styles coming in here at his regular time at 5:21 today. And at 4:21, Mr. Greg Thomas, he is the Chief Operating Officer of Palmer Group, and coming in to talk about Palmer Group, talk about the salary guide, talk about jobs available. We got a lot to talk about, and those 16 minutes go really fast. So looking forward to seeing Greg today and getting to talk to him on the show. What else do I have? I think that clears all of that. And, okay, so let's talk really quick about the game, last night. Probably three things stick out the most from the game last night. The first one is that win gets the, I'm pulling up here. I didn't have that particular thing pulled up, but I'm going to pull it up right now. That gave the Arizona Cardinals, they are now 3-4, working their way, trying to get their way back into being in contention for a playoff spot. Kyler Murray had a better game. Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury do not look like they're getting along very well. And the Arizona Cardinal defense played pretty well. The New Orleans Saints, without Jameis Winston, with Andy Dalton, two horrible pick sixes. Not a good night for the New Orleans Saints. They're 2-5. It's not they. If your two quarterbacks are Jameis Winston and Andy Dalton, I don't know how good Jameis Winston is. Could be. Early back from being in Tampa Bay to turnover, you know, he just had too many turnovers. Can't stay healthy in New Orleans. He's had games when he's been really good. He's had the team playing really well. And then a fumble here, an interception there. And Andy Dalton last night, not good at all. Kyler Murray, I have gone on this radio and said all along that Kyler Murray under in San Francisco with Kyle Shanahan or in Kansas City with Andy Reid or, you know, or some offensive people, I think that he would be a suitable quarterback. The people that were barking at him last night and barking on, so he runs too much, he runs around too much, he has no protection. And he's 5'9". Okay, so yes, that is that 5'9", 5'10", 5'9", could be 5'8". That is a hindrance. It's not his arm talent. It's not his ability to escape that. It's not his ability to run. But I don't understand the people just everything that we're doing right now. We look at the Green Bay Packers and we go, Aaron Rodgers isn't playing very well. Their wide receivers aren't playing very well. Well, I'd like to tell you that I think Alan Lazard's playing really well, and I think the other wide receivers are playing okay too. How big is it LaFleur? Is it Aaron Rodgers? A lot of people today are saying, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't look like he is as physically, his escapability is not good. His multiple reads aren't good. His spinning and going out and buying time doesn't look good. Look how fast Russell Wilson has fallen off the physically gifted list. I don't father. What is that saying? Father time is undefeated. There was no doubt in the world that Peyton Manning could still throw a football and could still call a football game and do all that. But his body gave out. Aaron Rodgers has taken more hits in 6 games than I've seen him take in his last 20 games. Does not having Davante Adams matter? Yes. Why? Because Davante Adams, no matter what you did, most teams were high-low doubling him. They don't do that a lot now, and I'm still kind of angry because every time you hear somebody, well, the wide receivers are horrible. When Alan Lazard gets the ball thrown to him, Alan Lazard catches the ball, and it's usually something good happens. That's the person right now since Randall Cobb is out, and I don't know why Aaron Rodgers has that kind of connection with Randall Cobb, but he does. I think he has that kind of relationship with Alan Lazard too. I just think it's taking more time. Is Alan Lazard a 40-yard down the field guy? If he is, you got to get protection because he's not getting there as fast as Davante Adams did, but it's not saying that he's not a good football player. And I'm kind of getting tired of all the NFL pundits that are out there saying that he has no wide receivers. Do your homework. I mean, I watch games. Do your homework. He's open. He gets the ball thrown to him. He catches it. That's pretty much what you want from your wide receivers. So I think I don't know if Kyler Murray is going to spend the rest of his career with the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know if Lamar Jackson's going to spend the rest of his career with the Baltimore Ravens. And I'll say the same thing about the Baltimore Ravens. They don't protect him. They leave him too wide open too much to take hits. He gets, because the protection part of it isn't good, he gets skittish, especially towards the end of the game. And I can, that is my only thing that I can think of is that they've had big leads going into the fourth quarter. So I think the defenses have become more, maybe more blitz heavy, maybe just more out all attacking. And Lamar Jackson hasn't done a good job of figuring that out. Now, I just said Lamar Jackson hasn't done a good job of figuring that out. And they say that Kyler Murray hasn't done a good job of figuring that out. The last time I checked, when you see an interview after the game or you see during the week, the people figuring it out are the coaches. Hey, we need to do a better job here. We need to do a better job there. We need to do this. We need to do that's their responsibility. Now, if you come and tell me that Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray are not following game plans or they're not doing a good job of knowing the game plan and knowing the audibles and knowing all that, I'm all in it yelling at them. But if that's not true, it's your responsibility to get the blitz pickups. You're supposed to call them or call them into him so he can call them. You're supposed to have people run routes that they can get open in. If you have somebody that can't get open 15 yards down the field, don't run him 15 yards down the field. when things are bad, they blame players. When things are great, we give coaches all the credit in the world. Do I think Andy Reid is a magnificent head coach? Absolutely. Do I think Eric Bieniemy calls a good game? Absolutely. But is it, I mean, Alex Smith looked good in that. Patrick Mahomes looks amazing in that, except for now teams are pushing them even more because, as a whole, the Kansas City Chiefs chose to let Tyreek Hill go. Now, I don't know if they chose to do that because of the amount of money that they offered wasn't enough, and so Tyreek went somewhere else, if that was the only offer they were going to give him. But when you look at the whole picture, and I've been doing this for 4 years, and one of the first years that we were doing it is when he was going through the things with his wife and his children and all of that. There are people out there that don't think Tyreek Hill's a good guy. Everybody out there thinks Tyreek Hill is a hell of a football player. But they don't know if he's a good guy. So maybe that was part of it. Okay, I'm Kansas City, and maybe I don't want to pay $200 million to this guy because I don't know if I can trust that he's gonna do what he's supposed to do. I don't know. But that's kind of where we're at. So that takes care of, sorry about pulling everybody else, but when you talk about Kyler Murray and the things that they said about him last night and the things they've said about him all day today, even though he had a win, well, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. It's game planning. I'm sorry, even I don't know how much Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, I don't know how much these guys get a game plan. I don't know how much they sit in meetings and go, no, no, yes, 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 no, no, yes. But coaches can't take credit for when things work and not take blame when things don't. We can't just pass them on. And quarterbacks can't take all the credit and then not take the blame when they make a bonehead play. We have to keep both sides accountable, and I don't think that's being done. Okay, so of all the things I wanted to talk about today that I didn't think that I would talk about, I have to admit this. I know who Taylor Swift is. I've heard Taylor Swift's songs. I've seen her do shows. She seems great. But, man, I mean, I thought, what kind of hype is this? It's a midnight release. She does this, and she does it well, and she buries the competition. I don't know what all the connection is, but whatever it is, if you're a young entrepreneurial singing gal, do everything that she's done. Oh my goodness. You look at the download numbers on these songs. It will freak you out. And I have no idea. I mean, I can't sit here and talk about Taylor Swift. I can sit here and talk about Taylor Swift, the entrepreneur, because, man, it is crazy. Now, I mean, that's a huge story. I have a huge personal story. So, two things. Actually, three. Number one, hi, Nana. Love you. Hi, DJ. Two, went to my first homeowners board meeting last night where Jennifer and I and Nana, we live in a townhome association, and there was their annual board meeting. Through all of this, I was asked to sit on the board. I was excited about sitting on the board, but it had to be approved by everybody because some bylaws, we're living with Nana. It's not ours. But everybody was really nice. So I thought that was really cool. And I'm now on the board, and I'm excited about that. There's a lot of cool things, a lot of things to do, a lot of great people, and it gives me something else to do at night. The second one is, in the last 2 years, we've had some very close people to us that have had a cancer fight. None closer than my wife, Jennifer, who kicked butt. Myself, who was just flat out lucky and had the type of cancer where I had prostate cancer. And the easiest thing to do with prostate cancer, where I found mine early, once again, this is my saying to everybody, and I hope to get to say it out loud tonight at our celebration, that the quickest and easiest way to beat cancer is to screen for cancer very early. And when you're screened and when you figure something out, do something about it. For me, I caught mine early. It's just a blood test, guys. Everybody likes to make fun of what a prostate check is. It's just a blood test. Now, leading up to having it taken out and doing all that was really, really bleh, but perfect. We had a friend. I'm just going to call her my cancer killer angel of goodness, because I don't want to, it's a personal friend. She fought, and she had a tough fight, and she kicked butt, and we're celebrating tonight. And I think it's really cool that we're celebrating tonight, and we're celebrating for all of us that have won, and we're celebrating for all of those who lost, and taking that loss and trying to make it a win by making sure it doesn't happen because of not knowing things or not having knowledge. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Greg Thomas, COO of Palmer Group, next.
TheChamp.com, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Friday. Second segment of this Friday. You're listening to Steen on Sports. I'm coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Okay, what do we have? Tomorrow we have UNI Missouri State. It's a 3 o'clock pregame, and we are a UNI affiliate, so excited to see that. You're going to have Chiefs 49ers at right around 2:30 pregame, and then you'll get the Steelers, Dolphins, Bears, Patriots. That's Sunday and Monday night. It is my pleasure. I'm going to do my usual Palmer Group talk here for opening up a segment. Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2022-2023, it's now even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both clients and candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates, companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 334 jobs are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking, keeping both staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. And I'm going to help even more, because today I have Greg Thomas on. He's the Chief Operating Officer of Palmer Group. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary.
Very nice to have you in, and I have to be honest with everybody. Most people know I'm a huge Palmer Group guy. Austin Palmer and I have been friends for a long time because of having sons the same age. I know a lot of people at Palmer Group. I've coached their sons in basketball. We have kind of run in the same circles, and I guess my middle son Andrew might be an employee there as well. But Palmer Group's always a big thing on my mind, and it's a big thing on everybody's mind. And it's a big time of year for you guys because you have salary guides coming out. And with over 300 jobs, there's a lot of people that are looking for work. And first question out there, how easy is it to get that connection?
Oh, it's never easy. but we've been doing it for a long time. and we have a very good brand. Gary, I would tell you that I would bet Andrew is over on the other side of the room right now making calls to engineering candidates because we have so many openings. It's just a constant barrage of needing more people and going out and finding them and getting them connected.
It has to be difficult because I work in the property management field, and just finding vendors or finding people to work for us, it is so difficult. Just to try to find someone, just to get people to come in and even talk about it. Because we all think, hey, once we talk to them and get that relationship, they're going to understand and they're going to want to do that. You guys pride yourself on that, getting to know both sides and getting to know the people and being able to put them in the right spot.
Yeah, and you know, that's what's really exciting and fun and rewarding about what we do is it's when you make that match and the employers are happy and they're, you know, the candidates that we place, their new employees are happy and, you know, they call us a month or 6 months later and tell us what a good match it is. That's really the rewarding part.
If you were looking right now for those out here, the job market in the Des Moines area, West Des Moines area, how big a job market is out there right now?
I would say it's robust. We are busy in every discipline. There are companies that need people, and day, night, every function from the financial and accounting jobs, the administrative jobs, the technology jobs, engineering, sales and marketing, human resources, all of our disciplines are as busy as they can be trying to find more candidates. And, you know, we're not having to call a lot of clients and sell as we have in the past because they're just, the demand is so strong.
How important is it? I have my youngest is a senior, going to be graduating this year. How important is it for them to be ready? And when I mean ready, ready to be interviewed, ready for their resume, all of those things. And how does Palmer Group, how can Palmer Group help that section of kids? Because there's going to be a lot of kids getting ready to come into the workforce.
Mm-hmm. That's one of our strengths, I would tell you, is, you know, when we get a candidate in our office or on the phone, you know, we want to help them. We'll review their resumes with them. We'll give them some tips and some ideas and suggestions. If we have a match for them and they choose to interview with our client, we'll prepare them for that interview. We'll make them do little role plays and ask them, you know, for example, just being able to answer a simple question like, tell me about yourself. You don't think about that, but that is the most commonly asked interview question. And there's a really good answer for that in many cases. And then there's the standard answer, which most candidates start with, well, I was born in, you know, West Des Moines and I went to school here. And that's really important, but it's not what the clients want to hear right out of the gate. They want to hear what you're doing now and what you can do for them. And then they want to hear the past. But so we're providing assistance and guidance and tips and, you know, ideas and suggestions for the candidates all along the way. But they have to do the work. They have to want to do the interviews, and they have to want to do their best and practice. And when they do, you know, we can usually help them make a match.
And I totally agree with you because I've worked with my kids. I've worked with a lot of kids, and a lot of people say, well, how do you think of things or to talk about or do this on the radio? There are some of us that were born to gab, right? But it is such a great job skill to be able to do that. Because this is what I always thought when I went into interviews. I don't know if I'm going to get the job, but I guarantee you that they're going to remember my name and have my, when they look at my resume, they're going to have my face there because I connected with them somehow. How important is that connection with you and then turning that into with your employer?
You know, I don't know if that's the critical thing, but I will tell you that what you just demonstrated is, when you interviewed with confidence, right? I mean, you had a self-assurance that you could answer a question and talk about yourself. Confidence comes from preparation. And we can help prepare the candidates, but we can't make them confident. We can't give them that confidence. They sort of have to earn that on their own, and they do that by practice, and they do that by experience. And I don't think you have to really make a super strong impression But you do have to make sure that you explain why you are, as a candidate, a potential solution to the employer's problem.
Once again, we're talking to Greg Thomas. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Palmer Group. One of the reasons that when I've been discussing back and forth with Palmer Group is you guys have a salary guide. I've kind of told everybody that, hey, this is a big thing, because that's one of these things that I wish that in 1980, 81, 82, when I was getting out of high school and getting ready to go to college, if I'd have had something like that. How important is that for Palmer Group to get all that information and then get this out to people?
Yeah, it's the salary guide, which we're just getting ready to publish our 11th year, our 2023 salary guide. That was a brainchild of Austin. Back from almost the beginning, I started with Palmer in 99 and did financial recruiting when I joined the group. And at first, we wanted to just do a financial salary guide, but we didn't. We put it off until we could be broad enough to provide that information to more disciplines and more people. But Austin always thought that that would be a value add for our clients and our candidates. And I think it's proven to be true here as we get ready to go to print with the 2023 guide.
You know, one of the things that a lot of people talk to me about, and when we're just discussing, you know, ideas and different things, is the how college is there and what it does for you and all those things. But when you take a look at all of that and the debt that is related to that, and then try to get that based, you know, trying to pull all that in with your job and how you figure everything. College is always going to be important. Is college, do you think the way that college is or the way they function around everything that happens, do you think it'll change in the near future?
Now, that's a great question, Gary. I have a little bit to consider there, as my daughter is a freshman at the University of Iowa, and actually got to see her in the middle of the week this week. I think it has changed. But I think it will continue to evolve. I don't know if we'll see the changes of the big schools, the public, the state schools, as much as we will at the community college level, which I think we've seen a lot of that change already. I think the community colleges have been very responsive to the needs of the employment community, and there's a value in that as well. I mean, my daughter graduated with a 2-year degree. From DMAC as a high school senior, and you know, when, and I'm your age, when I was, you know, graduating, and there was not any option like that.
No.
So I think the schools have done a good job in trying to meet the needs of the employers. But there are some things about college that are going to be like they always have been, I think. And, you know, that's probably good.
One of the things, and I get to have a little bit of it inside when I do get to talk to Andrew, and I thought the first time that he came home, he started out in mortgage banking and then moved to engineering, and he really enjoys it. But one of the first things he said, I went to Marshalltown, we drove up to this building, and I'm looking at it going, oh my gosh, okay. And then you go inside and you see what is being done. I think that is one of the biggest things that is beginning to happen, and I think it's going to continue to happen, is rethinking some of these buildings that are no longer in use, but they have a use. And engineering, I think, is going to be, engineering and manufacturing is going to be that, but it's going to be different manufacturing with that engineering tint to it.
Yeah, high-tech manufacturing. Our executive vice president, Chris, likes to talk about robotics, and it's not all 100% automated robotics. There's something called a cobot. I don't know it near as well as others in that area do, but you know, what pairs automation with individuals, with engineering and manufacturing skill sets. And, you know, I think that's a good thought. I think that's, we're very fortunate here in the Midwest to have a strong manufacturing base combined with agriculture, financial services. So a lot of broad disciplines from with to, you know, look at careers, but, we definitely have to be creative and do things that haven't been done before and think outside of the box and try to take advantage of the markets that are out there that are growing.
for those of us, and once again, we are talking to Greg. He is with Palmer Group. He's the COO of Palmer Group. If for the people listening, the 1, 2, 3 most important things about Palmer Group that they need to know about and why they need to use Palmer Group.
Oh, that's three. Let me think. I would say that ultimately what we're here for is to help as many people as we can. Help our candidates, the people that we place, help our clients, the customers that need to hire people, help them answer questions, help them solve problems, help them to make their lives better however we might do that. That's our number one mission. That's our priority. But along the way, I think that we do it a little bit differently. We are a very people-driven business. So when you call us, we still pick up the phone and a person answers. We will, you know, we'd love it when candidates come into our office to interview. We still do those in-person interviews and in-person preparation meetings with our candidates and with our clients. In fact, we had a client in our office today interviewing two candidates right here in West Des Moines. That made it easier for them. So, you know, we are very people-centric. At the same time, we do work a lot with technology and can help our candidates and clients with that too. So it all revolves around people and trying to help as many as possible.
That is so Austin Palmer-esque, by the way. That is Austin Palmer to a T. It's David Leto to a T. I know it's you to a T as well, and everybody. And they're so much fun to talk to. They're so much fun to work with. Okay, so we got through the tough part. Now we got about a minute and a half. You have to tell me some sports stuff. Who's your favorite team? Who do you watch? What's your favorite sport?
Well, you had to ask. I love all sports. I'm a lifelong Hawkeye. This year it's been a little bit tough from a gridiron standpoint, but I can fall back. I'm also about the same age as the Minnesota Vikings. I wear the purple, have for my entire life, as long as I can remember. We have several Viking fans here in the office, and you know, it's been a lot better year.
It's
when
a
you're,
great year.
You know, yeah, rooting for the purple.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kirk Cousins is having
Hopefully
a good year.
Hopefully it continues.
They needed an offensive-minded coach. That's all I said. Don't blame this on Kirk Cousins. I always thought it was Mike Zimmer. So I'm glad that they're all doing well. And just so, can the Iowa Hawkeyes keep it close tomorrow?
You know, I don't know. I hope so.
I do too.
I know my daughter's not going to, you know, pay attention to the game tomorrow because it's been hard on her as a freshman and going to the games. But I hope so. I know their defense is tough, but I heard a stat. You probably know this, but the running backs on Ohio State are averaging 8 or 9 yards a run. That's hard to beat. I mean, when they're going to run the ball like that and have all that talent, you know, let's just hope they keep it respectful.
Caitlin Clark and Chris Murray are around the corner. That's going to be a good year.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's going to be a lot of stuff to watch.
Good year to be Hawkeye basketball.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, and wrestling's always awesome when you're a Hawkeye.
You bet. Greg, it's been wonderful. Thank you. I love my relationship that I have with Palmer Group. I love talking to you guys about what you do, and I love to throw a little bit of sports in there, too. So thank you very much for coming in.
You're very welcome, Gary. You should be proud of Andrew. He's doing a great job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Greg Thomas, COO of Palmer Group. You're listening to Scene on Sports, 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Be right back.
101 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Friday. Last segment of the first hour already. Whew, man, that is way, way too fast. I want to thank Greg Thomas, Chief Operating Officer at Palmer Group, for coming on, talking a little business, talking a little salary, talking a little sports. It's the way that we like to do it, and it's the reason that we love having Palmer Group being part of the program. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Chomp. 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 I'm chomping. The Champ AM. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. You and I, Missouri State this weekend, big game for you and I. Then you're going to have Chief 49ers. It's the afternoon game on Sunday. Steelers Dolphins, it's the evening game on Sunday. And the Bears Patriots, it's the evening game on Monday Night Football. Have all of that going on. Let's see what else we have. We need to do a sponsor. So we did Palmer Group to start the show. We'll do Northwest Bank. Taking care of your personal... Well, here, let's start. I rewrote some of my stuff today, so I need to read this the way... See, I just have it memorized, and I'm just going. Northwest Bank, commitment that you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month at Northwest Bank. Take some time and learn to be safe online. Northwest Bank is proud to be a champion and support this online safety education. Northwest Financial Group earns Top Workplace Award for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out the Northwest Bank mobile app for ease of doing banking wherever your phone is in your hand. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC, very proud to have Northwest Bank be a part of our program. Okay, so I just have some potpourri in this hour. We'll do a deep dive into some we'll do a deep dive to do some college football and professional football. B will come in here, then we'll do some potpourri to kind of end the weekend. There's some cool potpourri out there right now. Missouri Valley preseason player of the year, Tucker DeVries, sophomore, Drake. You know, sometimes when you have basketball fans out there, and the McCaffreys happen to be this too, Patrick, Connor, Jack, they're all good. They were going to be 4- and 5-star recruits. If they didn't go to Iowa and they went somewhere else, they were going to be good. They've had that kind of talent. Tucker DeVries is exactly the same. Darren is a amazing coach, and he's an amazing father too. To be able to do what you do there and be able to watch your son in high school and kind of take a step back, but then actually get to coach your son as well. You got to do that at Northern Iowa with AJ Green, just some different things like that. It's so exciting. He's a talented player. He plays defense. He passes the ball. He's tough. He shoots well. 90% free throw shoot. I mean, he's everything that you want, and I'm telling you, look out for the Drake Bulldogs. I down here in my thing, there's a lot of talk that they want to expand college football, and they think there's a lot of talking. I don't know what you want to, presidents, they get dollar signs in front of their head. There's a lot of people thinking, well, maybe we need to expand the NCAA basketball tournament too. And here's my take on that. And I saw people today going, well, you're just going to have bad teams then. There's already bad teams. You get the 7th, 8th, and 9th SEC team because they play in the SEC, and that's all that matters. Have that SEC team, instead of somebody like Drake or you and I or somebody, have to go to their place to play. Have them come and do a home-and-home and see how good Drake is, see how good you and I is. I'm tired of all that. I don't want the NCAA basketball tournament to go to more teams. I want them to understand that you can take a Drake, a UNI, or somebody like that, or somebody not in as big a conference, and not the 9th one of the biggest conference, and you can still get a good game. The reason that you have upsets in the NCAA tournament is on a neutral court, any team can be any team on a day-to-day basis. Now, do you want to go in and have 55,000 fans yelling and screaming at you? No, it's not easy to play. That's why home court advantage matters. But I don't want them to expand the NCAA tournament. But what I do want you to do is to go this year and go see the Drake women, go see the Drake men, go see you and I, both the men's and women's. They're going to be good. The coaches are good. And then just add that in with going and seeing Iowa and Iowa State. Because as much as I want to build up Drake and you and I, there's no building up Iowa and Iowa State. They're going to be good. It may take Iowa State a while. It may take Iowa men and ISU men a while to get where they want to go because they have to figure out who's who. Now, on both teams, it's really amazing. Both teams need to figure that out. We need to figure out where is Chris Murray. I've told you what I think of Patrick Mack. Oh my gosh. See how this happens? Patrick McCaffrey. It comes and goes. It is so funny that just it blocked. It was almost like something came and hit in between my head. I'm telling you, as long as he stays healthy, I think he's going to be more aggressive. I think he has all the talent in the world, just like I think that Tucker does as well. Peyton Sanford is a huge, huge deal for those Iowa Hawkeyes as well. But I'm excited to see all that. I want everybody to be excited about everybody. And, you know, it's going to be a good year to watch basketball. And I'm telling you, I've seen some high school stuff. I've had people throwing me some high school stuff. I think high school basketball is going to be fun to watch this year in this state as well. Okay, so this fits the potpourri to a T. So I'm sitting at my desk today, and I won't say, but one of the service techs comes in, and he's sitting there. He's writing something on to somebody that sits next to me. And he said, "Hey, you going to the Irmdale Hy-Vee today?" I went, "Okay, I'll bite. Why am I going to the Irmdale Hy-Vee?" And then he told me that Irmdale Hy-Vee is like the liquor king of Des Moines on this day, one day a year. It has its own social media. I mean, I saw the manager of the store. They were showing pictures of him moving alcohol in and out and in and out. The Hy-Vee in Irmdale, you might want to go check it out. Because the prices for Captain Morgan or for, I don't know if it's Tito's. I can't remember the vodka that he said, but it wasn't Tito's, but no matter. But the Liquor King, it has a social media page. Go check it out. That if that's not potpourri, I don't know what is. Bruce Bochy, you know, he's been a really good baseball coach. I think he has the capability of working with young players, getting the most out of his team. When you're talking about guys like that, the one thing that always takes away from them and ends up getting them let go a lot of times is when they have talent, getting talent. It's easy to get youngsters to buy into you. It's easy to get role players to buy into you. It's not so easy sometimes to get talent to buy in. He's going to be the new manager of the Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers need some help. It's not because they don't have a great facility, because I've been in their facility. It's brand new. It's gorgeous. And it's not as hot as it was in the other one. They've done all kinds of things to make it cool. The atmosphere around there is cool. They have the capability of winning. They just have to work it out. For my Baltimore Ravens, J.K. Dobbins is out 4 to 6 weeks, having knee surgery. I kind of, you know, Christian McCaffrey was available today. The Carolina Panthers, and I'll take a minute here to talk about the Carolina Panthers. The Carolina Panthers traded Connor McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey. They traded Connor McCaffrey. The Iowa point guard who's there for his eighth year. Just kidding. Love Connor. He's a great kid. Christian McCaffrey to the 49ers for 4 draft picks. Maybe a first, second. I mean, picks that the Carolina Panthers, and they said they made the trade because they Christian McCaffrey is not what's going to take them over the top. The sad thing for them is David Tepper has a lot of money. What David Tepper hasn't figured out yet is You have to start at the very tippy top. David Tepper doesn't know how to run a football team. You need a general manager. I don't think their general manager has been very good. The general manager that they have thought that Sam Darnold was the answer and Baker Mayfield was the answer. And if that's your general manager, you do not have a general manager right now. I think he needs to clean house. I think they need to find a coach that understands what it takes to win in the NFL. You have to be able to play defense, but man, you have to have offense, you have to have a quarterback, and you have to have the ability to scheme your way into wins, and they don't have that right now. You're listening to Scene on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll talk some NCAA football, some pro football before we get to B-Styles at 521. You're listening to us on 101.3.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.